I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a new state budget into law. Pritzker's office characterizes the $40 billion spending plan as bipartisan and balanced. In signing the legislation, Pritzker said a new era of fiscal stability has arrived in Illinois. His office says it will also generate $150 million in surplus that will be targeted to pay down a portion of the state's remaining bill backlog. The budget takes effect July 1st, the beginning of the state's 2020 fiscal year. Pritzker also signed a measure that will add a constitutional amendment question to November 2020 ballots, asking voters whether they want to switch from a flat rate income tax to one based on income. If approved, the new scaled approach would take effect January 2021. Illinois lawmakers approved legislation banning local police officers from acting as Immigration and Customs Enforcement deputies. Dana Vollmer has more.
A federal training program lets local law enforcement ask people about their immigration status and make arrests for immigration violations. Illinois police would not be allowed to participate under legislation passed by the General Assembly. Moni Ruiz Velasco is an immigrants' rights activist. She says Illinois families fear separation, just like those at the U.S.-Mexico border.
We don't want the police asking people for their papers when they're going to the store or when they're dropping their kids at school. The police and ICE agreements are a threat to our public safety for all of our communities.
No Illinois police currently participate in the program, but the McHenry County Sheriff applied late last year. The legislation still needs Governor J.B. Pritzker's signature to become law. I'm Dana Vollmer.
Illinois farmers planted less than half their corn crop this year because of frequent spring rain. Usually they're done by now. Illinois Farm Bureau Issue Management Director Adam Nielsen says today is just about the last day it's possible to plant.
Farmers are making decisions right now. They're trying to find any data point that they can hang their hat on to decide whether they're going to go ahead and plant a crop or not. You know, there are financial implications. Those decisions are going to be difficult ones.
Nielsen says the Illinois Farm Bureau is urging a statewide disaster declaration because of soggy fields. He expects many farmers to make crop insurance claims this year. That hurts their profitability. If they don't plant, he says, that also hurts suppliers of equipment, seed, and fertilizer. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The flood of 2019 continues its impact across many areas in southern Illinois. Illinois State Trooper Tracy Lillard says five counties will be impacted directly as the Mississippi River is forecast to crest over the next couple of days.
Those counties are the following: Monroe in District 11, Randolph County in District 13, Jackson County in District 13, Union County in District 22, as well as Alexander County in District 22.
This is officially the third worst flood in Chester's history. This year's flood may stay at the number three spot. It's forecast to crest at 45.7 feet. That's just shy of the 45.99 feet recorded January 2nd of 2016. The all-time record flood was back in 1993 when it crested at 49.74 feet. The original Supergirl, Smallville's Lois Lane, and Arrow's Nissa Al Ghul are all coming to Southern Illinois this weekend. It's the annual Superman celebration. Helen Slater, Erica Durance, and Katrina Law are special guests at the Metropolis Festival, now in its 41st year. Amanda King is executive director of the Metropolis Area Chamber of Commerce.
We're not a con. We're an outdoor celebration, but we have a lot of similarities in that we have autograph sessions and artists and writers who come and all of these things that you get at these other events, but you're not paying $700-$800 to do it.
Metropolis is expecting between 20 and 40,000 visitors, weather depending. King says past sales tax records show the economic impact to be upwards of $1 million. I'm Jennifer Fuller.